Bo, welcome back. Episode 22. I keep coming back to something you said all the way back in our very first conversation. It's not very difficult to publish a book, it's difficult to publish a profitable book. Everything we've mapped since then has been about closing that gap from the publishing and marketing side, but CourseBud.io feels like the first tool where you're not trying to sell more copies of the book, you're turning the book into something else entirely. Walk me into it.
Right, so CourseBud is about turning a nonfiction book into a course. And I say nonfiction book loosely. I think for the most part, nonfiction books, but we're also dealing with not all nonfiction. For example, like there are some certain genres of nonfiction that wouldn't work very well. Whereas others would, like, for example, an autobiography or something, it doesn't make a very good course. A memoir doesn't make a very good course, and that those are nonfiction. But anything that could be turned into like a how-to or to get more information on a topic of science, nature, technology, whatever, works beautifully for an online course. So that's the goal for authors, just basically to upload the book and have the system do everything for them and create the online course simply from their book.
Got it. So practical, instructional kind of books. The site says the AI does a lot, breaks things into lessons, generates slides, even quizzes and discussion prompts. What does that first pass actually look like? And what does an author almost always have to tweak before it's ready to go?
Well, it's actually pretty much already done once the user uploads their book. And AI really handles everything. What does the author need to do? Maybe just look it over, make sure that they're happy with what AI did. But for the most part, it's kind of upload it and forget it.
Interesting. So AI handles everything from the lesson planning to the slides. You mentioned it's nonfiction, but practical stuff. Your site also promises a 3 to 5 times income stream. You've told me before that most authors struggle to make any money. Where does that larger multiplier come from? Is that real data or more aspirational?
It's based on real data. I write nonfiction books and have been running courses for many, many years. And I do, well, I won't say I make more money from the courses, but I definitely make I do very well from some of the courses. Some, again, not all books work, but I try pretty much all the books and see what works and see what doesn't. But for the courses that do work, for example, my Logically Fallacious course that I run on Vivercity, our other hosting platform, that does extremely well, and that continues to bring in very good revenue.
So it can produce real revenue for the right book, like with your Logically Fallacious course. Now, you mentioned Vivercity, which is your other course hosting platform. How does CourseBud fit in with that? And is there any chance it might eventually be absorbed into something like AuthorPass? Or are they totally separate things?
Well, they are separate. Vivercity is more the courses that I create for other users. And these are not really, some of them are related to books because that was my initial platform where I would put my book courses. But CourseBud is different in that it's strictly for books and it's strictly for authors to create courses from their books. So I thought about kind of working that into Vivercity, but it just didn't fit. It was much better to keep it clean and just to create a separate site for that purpose. Will it eventually be an AuthorPass? I don't think so because AuthorPass is really for specific. And I'm sorry, it's more for general books and the CourseBud is a little bit too specific because that's for that nonfiction genre that would work as a course. So I want things on AuthorPass to work for everybody, not just for a few specific genres.
Okay, so CourseBud is a specialized tool for nonfiction authors, not part of that general author pass bundle. Another interesting thing about the platform is that it has a browse courses page for students, which makes it a two-sided marketplace. That's something you haven't had to do with your purely author-facing tools. How are you planning to solve that student acquisition problem to start bringing learners onto the platform?
Well, it's not a kind of a problem where if we don't have enough students like in some kind of database, it's not going to work. Because if one student happens to discover the book from a Google search, then that's good enough. So it's not this type of service where we need a critical mass before it actually works. That's what I'm trying to say. The students could come and trickle in and sign up for courses, and that works just fine.
I see. So it's not reliant on having a huge student base to be valuable for the author. Even just one student finding it through a specific search makes it work. So looking at the whole pipeline, this seems like the first tool that's about creating a second product from the same intellectual property. Does an author run CourseBud instead of the marketing pipeline, or is this something you recommend doing after everything else is already up and running?
No, it's definitely not instead of a book marketing pipeline. It's in addition to. And is it like, where does it fit in the timeline? I would suggest you just do it anytime. Right after a book is published, go ahead and do that, get the course going.
Got it. So it doesn't replace marketing, but adds a new dimension, and just do it right after publishing. Before we go, for listeners who want to follow up on this, where can they find you? And where can they find CourseBud?
They can find more about all our businesses at archieboy.com and CourseBud at CourseBud.io.
Fantastic, Beau. Thanks for coming back on. I'm really interested in this idea of turning existing content into new products, and that 3 to 5 times income potential is definitely compelling. Let's get you back on soon to check in on how those numbers are holding up. And thank you for spending part of your day with us. Until next time, that's a wrap.